Okay, this is Aaron doing my first podcast. I don't really know how this is going to go, but it's something that I've been thinking about trying for a while, so I'm just going to run with it and see what happens. This one's going to kind of be about blogging, I think. I've been trying to figure out what my problem is with blogging, why I don't blog more often. I've started several over the years, and I get going and maybe kind of have a flurry of activity for a while, and then just it tails off. I have a couple right now. One isn't really a blog, it's just my website under my name, and I also have another blog that's under a pseudonym, and it just seems like I just don't have the desire to write there. And I've been trying to figure out why that is, because I write plenty other places, like blog comments and forums and stuff. I'm never at a loss for something to write. I could easily generate a couple thousand words a day, probably, if I didn't stop myself and remind myself I do have other things to do. So it's not a problem with being unable to write. It's not a problem with not having something to say. And one time I thought it was the fact that with your own blog, it's a blank page. You've got to think of something to write about, which is harder for me anyway than just responding to something someone else has said somewhere. And so I thought, well, that's the answer. What I'll do is I'll just take, instead of responding to a comment on someone else's blog, I'll take the comment to my blog and respond to it there. I thought that was going to be the solution. But it's not. And so the issue isn't the blank page not having something to get me started. And I think I figured out what it is. I think it's the comments. I think it's the fact that when it's your own blog, or at least when it's my blog, this may not apply to everyone, but when it's my blog, I feel like I'm responsible for responding to any comments. I feel like if someone's going to go to the trouble to comment on my blog, I've got a responsibility, assuming it's an honest comment, not a troll, I've got a responsibility to take that seriously, respond to it, and sometimes there may be a back and forth conversation come out of that. Which is great if you've got the time for that and if you're interested in it. The problem is, I'm not always interested in an ongoing conversation about whatever topic I might be blogging about. There might be something that I have a few thoughts about, and if I put them on somebody else's blog as a comment, if somebody responds to that, I don't feel any obligation to come back and like defend my argument or whatever. If I'm done with it, I'm done with it. And, you know, it can stand on its own, and if someone else wants to pick it up and run with it, or if the blog owner wants to respond to it or, you know, carry on the conversation from there, that's their business. But I don't feel any obligation to, you know, when I post a comment somewhere, I don't feel any obligation to continue that as a conversation. I might if I feel like it, but I don't feel like I have to. With my own blog, I feel like I do, because it's mine. And if, you know, like I say, if people are responding, presumably they're responding to my article, and they're going to the trouble to do that, and so I feel like I should respond back to them. But that means that I don't want to post unless I'm prepared for that. Unless I'm prepared for, hey, this may not just be a one-shot article, get my thoughts down on this and then move on. This may be an ongoing conversation. And sometimes I may not want to have an ongoing conversation about something. I may not have time for it. I may be, you know, sit down and write for a while in the morning and think, I don't want to have to come back to this, you know, throughout the day to have some sort of back and forth. And sometimes when I write something, I don't want to say, well, when I'm done, I've said everything that can be said, but I've said everything that I have to say. And I feel like, okay, I'm done with that, and you know, it's time to put it. You know, once I've said whatever I have to say about it, I just don't have much interest in talking anymore about it. So, I think that's the main thing, is that putting something on my own blog just it seems like much more of a commitment to say, this isn't just something I'm putting out there and then I'm done with it. This is something that has to stand up to scrutiny on a much higher level, and it's an opening for a conversation. Every time I post something, I feel like, okay, I'm inviting everybody to come and discuss this with me. And like I say, the problem is a lot of times that's not really what I want to do. So I don't want it to sound like I don't appreciate comments, because I do, but at the same time, I don't always want them. Or at least I don't want them on my blog, where I feel like then I have this commitment to deal with them. So what I decided was, well, a couple things. I think what I'm going to do, at least with my blog, is shut off the comments, at least by default. Now, there may be something, sometimes I may write something where I say, hey, I do want to start a conversation here. I do want to continue talking about this. And then I can always turn them on for that particular post. But I think what I'm going to do is turn the comments off by default. And like I say, hopefully people won't take offense at that. It's not that I don't appreciate the comments I've gotten. There haven't been that many, but, you know, I've gotten some good ones. And I'm not, you know, this is just more about getting myself to write more. And I think if I don't feel like I'm making that commitment to an ongoing conversation, I can generate more articles and spend more time writing and just getting things down. And for one thing, people can still go to Reddit or somewhere like that. They can link to an article from there and then have a conversation there. And I'll make sure I've got social media buttons so people can do that. So it's always possible, you know, you post something online, it's always possible for other people to have a conversation about it. You don't have to provide them with a comment space to do that in. And I think that's probably going to be a better solution for me, is to say, look, you know, if people want to discuss this, click on this, you know, link from it over here, link from it over there, and have at it. Or, you know, other bloggers can link to it themselves and write what they have to say about it, and do it that way. So that's one thing I'm going to do. The other thing is, I've been wanting to experiment with some either podcasts or video casting, because there's times when at the end of the workday, I just do not want to stay in front of the keyboard and hack out articles. So I thought, you know, why not do some things as podcasts? It seems like more people are going to either podcasts or like Periscope. Videos, live videos, or taped videos, whichever. And people are consuming information that way more than ever. Even I've started to do that. Even I've finally caught on to, you know, if I'm working on my car or something, instead of going and looking for a manual, go to YouTube and type in, distributor repair Chevy Celebrity, you know, 1989, and you find somebody that's got a video doing exactly what it is you need to do. Even I've finally started to catch on to that after all these years. So I've been wanting to explore some of that, do more audio and video of things. I've done some videos of my garden and chickens that I've been putting on my own site. Well, I guess they've been on Daily Motion. That's where I've been posting them to. And then also social media. So that's another thing, and that's why I'm doing this one as a podcast. This is something that's been kind of kicking around in my head. I'm not doing it from a script or anything, which you can probably tell. There's probably been enough ums and halting and so on that you can tell that I don't have this written out. But I think I'm going to try to do more of that because, like, right now it's a real nice spring evening and got some things done. Now I'm sitting outside, talk for 20 minutes, you know, whatever it is, and record it and be done with it. And I don't know how well it'll work. I don't know if anybody will care to listen, but what the heck. So I'm not doing this one as video because when I first sat down here, I had sweat dripping off my nose from stuff I'd just been doing outside. And it wouldn't have been a very attractive situation, but I might get to doing some videos, some video casting or Periscope or whatever the case may be. I've got a little better internet now than I used to have. I think it could handle it now. The other reason I wanted to get into the video and audio stuff is I have some things I want to do as teaching tools, possibly some Latin lessons, and I may even do like live Latin classes through something like Periscope. That's a possibility. I may do some tutorials on gardening things, programming stuff. I've got some screencasting things I want to do with programming, with Unix administration. So there's some things like that I want to do. I don't really have the skills yet. I've never been a big audio video guy, so I've been learning a few things and just kind of experimenting. So like this, I'm just talking into my phone here, recording it with the voice recorder. I don't know how well this will come out. It might be terrible, but I figure, you know, better to do it than to not do it. Better to get started, produce some content, rather than spend too much time trying to perfect the process. Let the process get better as I go. There's some guys I watch who do movie reviews, and they were asked, I've seen them asked a few times, you know, how do you get started? They also make their own little films. They've made a couple or a few full-length movies, a very low budget. But they've been asked, you know, how do you get started doing this? And they always say, just, you know, make a thousand films. They'll be terrible, but, you know, you'll get better. So that's kind of the philosophy I'm using here is I'll just do this, and if it's terrible, it's terrible. There's plenty of terrible stuff out there, so just add to it. But if people enjoy it, if they get something out of it, I'll keep doing it. And so I don't know exactly how I'll divide things up, what'll be podcasts, what'll be blogs, and maybe I'll do some transcripts of podcasts for the blog. I don't actually know. And I'm also trying to sort out what I'm going to do with my pseudonym. I don't necessarily like it. It's one I came up with just kind of at the spur of the moment. I wanted something to use just to kind of keep some things I was writing, not really secret, because I never really tried to hide who I was, just organized differently. I was writing for two different audiences, and so I just wanted to kind of keep them separate. So I came up with this pen name, but I've never been thrilled with it. I'm not good at coming up with names in the first place, so it was just a couple of names out of a book that didn't exist anywhere as a phrase on the internet. So I knew that meant if I searched for it, I would be able to find only my own stuff, only references to me. Only problem is, since then, I've noticed that a lot of people misspell it. A lot of people probably think it's a girl's name because of the way they misspell it. And so I'm trying to sort out what I want to do with that. If I want to come up with a new pen name, if I want to try to have one that's actually secret, not tied to me, or if I just want to, you know, if I just want to use one as a pen name. But that's another topic. I may get into that another time. Go over some names I've thought of or something. that's probably about enough for this one. I just wanted to kind of talk about where I'm going with this. That I'm going to try to kind of break out of my rut when it comes to the blogging by turning off the comments most of the time and shifting some of it into podcasting or video casting. So I'm hoping to produce more content that way, make it more useful to people and more productive for me. And I'm looking at, right now I'm planning on doing probably 3 podcasts a week. They could be on anything, anything from gardening to fixing the lawnmower to politics to programming to anything. So maybe sometimes all of the above. I don't really know what people will be interested in listening to, if anything. So I'll just throw stuff out there and see what happens. It's whatever I feel like talking about. So I expect to produce 3 of these podcasts a week. And I may try to set up some way people, like I said, I'm going to try to stay away from comments, but I may try to set up a way people can give me feedback just so they can tell me if they're horrible or if there's something that they like or would like me to talk about. But I'll see about that. There's always email, I guess. People do still use email once in a while. So I guess that's it for this time. I'll sign off and talk to you next time.